Good morning, everyone. Greetings in Jesus' name again this morning. Good to be in the house of God with the people of God and the Word of God, our guide and our direction for our lives and our callings in life. We too want to honor our mothers here this morning. As Brother Dave has already shared, for many of us, the thought of mother is a reflection. Some of you are so privileged to have a mother that you can relate to. And I believe most of us here, if not all of us, have been blessed to have godly mothers. And that is a priceless treasure. May we always value that, and may God bless our mothers who are in the vigors of being a mother, wife, home builder. God continue to bless you and give you wisdom. I'd like to look at character qualities of Christian mothers this morning. If you want to write a title down or taking note, character qualities of a Christian mother. So I thought of that. There's many things that we can do to honor mothers by giving our support in the home, showing them kindness, and sharing with them beautiful bouquets of flowers. The beauty of a rose is often thought of as the beauty of motherhood. And so I did get a gift for our mothers here this morning again. I'd like to give them, like each of the mothers and grandmothers here this morning, to help themselves to a rose before you go out the door. I wasn't sure how many mothers would be here this morning, so we'll have to take a count. Maybe you can take two roses home. But the beauty of a rose. Who made the beautiful rose? Who of you could make a beautiful rose like that? Only God can. Who is it that designed the role of mother, motherhood? God did. In his greatness and his majesty and power and completeness, and has designed the beautiful role of motherhood. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 31 as an opening passage. Thinking of character qualities of Christian mothers, my thoughts went to this passage, Proverbs chapter 31. Where the writer, the wise man, Solomon, gives a definition of a virtuous woman, which is very applicable to godly Christian mothers. Verse 10, Proverbs 31 and verse 10. Who can find a virtuous mother? For her price is far above rubies. Verse 15, she riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Verse 25 through 31 to the end of the chapter. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a mother that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gate. God bless you, virtuous mothers here this morning, and those of our normal congregational life who are not able to be with us, and those of you whose mother is living somewhere else. May God continue to bless you and bless the efforts of your life. Ran across a few quotes I'd like to share here this morning. The importance of mother. Abraham Lincoln once said, "No man is poor who has a godly mother." That was a good quote, Abraham Lincoln. No man is poor who has a godly mother. What is a godly mother? A godly mother is one who loves the Lord her God with all her heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then passionately, consistently, and unrelentingly teaches her children to do the same. God bless you as you fill that role. First of all, your love for God, your passion for God. You love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then you passionately, consistently, and unrelentingly teach that to your children. Those who think a woman detained at home by her little family is doing nothing think the reverse of what is true. Mothers, the godly training of your offspring is your first and most pressing duty. That is by Charles Spurgeon. Here's another good one by Henry Ward Beecher. The mother's heart is the child's schoolroom. A mother's heart is a child's schoolroom. Where is your focus? Where is your commitment? In the absence of biblical conviction, moms will go the way of culture, of the culture. In the absence of biblical conviction, moms will just go in the way of the culture. In the absence of a loving home, children will go in the way of the culture. God bless you, mothers, as you dedicate yourself and have the conviction to be the spiritual guide for your children. Another quote, an ounce of mother is worth a pound of preacher. Sorry, preacher. An ounce of mother is worth a pound of preacher. Mothers, your influence, your godly influence on your children, home life, society is immeasurable. God bless you in that. And so we will quickly look at a number of points. I have 18 of them this morning, so we'll obviously need to keep moving along. Character qualities of Christian mothers. Point number one, a godly mother seeks biblical knowledge. A godly mother seeks biblical knowledge. Proverbs 15 in verse 14. The heart of her that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. The heart of him or her that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, seeketh the ability to take that understanding and incorporate it into life. A God-fearing mom is intimately connected with God. Mothers, you must be intimately connected with God, and I rejoice that you are, and that is your passion and your desire. She maintains a prayer and devotional life to keep a discerning heart. She is intent on growing her knowledge of the truth by reading her Bible and committing scripture to memory. She prays to God and seeks for wisdom and guidance for each day. A godly mother seeks biblical knowledge. Continue to feed on God's word. It is the book where we find God's blueprint for all of our lives and all of life's responsibilities and roles in life. God has beautifully established that. May we all be seeking biblical knowledge. Point number two, characteristic and goal for godly Christian mothers. A godly mother fears the Lord. A godly mother fears the Lord. Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and good understanding have all they that do his commandments. To have right understanding of godly parenting, a Christian mother recognizes that biblical motherhood isn't a popularity contest. It's a commitment to God's standard for life and motherhood. A godly mother fears the Lord. Continue to fear God and keep his commandments. A godly mom chooses not to fret about gaining worldly acceptance and meeting unrealistic expectations. Instead, she devotes herself to living in a way that is pleasing to God. If we truly have a fear of God, we will want to live a life by his grace and his presence and his help that is pleasing to him. It is one that fears the Lord. Point number three, a godly mother trusts in God. In the vigors of life, in the challenges of life, in the storms that we heard about in our devotional this morning, you need to be anchored in God, anchored in Christ, trusting in him to guide you through the circumstances and challenges and questions of life. Psalm 9 and verse 10, and they that know thy name well put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. God promises to not forsake you, those of you who seek him. Put your trust in God. He will guide you. Her trust in God is most evident during the most trying and depleting seasons of her life. She trusts that God will provide for her family needs. When it seems like she's drowning in despair, she keeps her eyes on God and claims his promises for each day. Godly mother trusts in God. Point number four, a godly mother cultivates a joyful spirit. A joyful spirit. Psalm 16 and verse 11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Family and friends who are in the presence of godly mothers are truly blessed if a godly mother cultivates a joyful spirit. Now, we know that mothers have challenging circumstances and sickness in the family sometimes that cause us to be burdened. But this is true of all Christian mothers, fathers, youth, wherever we find ourselves in life. We should cultivate a joyful spirit. But I believe in motherhood, it can set the atmosphere for home life and for raising children in a positive way if you cultivate a joyful spirit. Friends and family who are in the presence of a godly Christian mom can't help but sense the warmth and vibrance of her joy. Her joy is rooted in knowing God will never forsake her as she goes through the challenges of raising children in an ungodly world. Her happy countenance inspires her children also to go cultivate a joyful spirit. God bless you in your joyful spirit and the blessing that it brings to your home and to your children. Almost skipped one. Number five. A godly mother willingly does the work of God, the work God has set before her. Willingly does the work that God has set before her. We all know very well that motherhood is hard work and constant work. It takes dedication. We have been blessed, all of us. Everyone here this morning has or had a mother who worked very hard and diligently for your health and your spiritual well-being. A godly mother willingly does the work God has set before her. Proverbs 31:13, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. You know, we can't wait for motivation to do the task at hand sometimes. We just need to shoulder up and do the task at hand because it's our responsibility and it's the right thing to do, and that is good for all of us. So she doesn't wait for inspiration or motivation to strike. in order to get things done. She recognizes that everything she does is a gift and a blessing. Whether it's housekeeping, wiping slobbering faces, to fold mountains of laundry, she praises God and looks to Him for strength, not because she has to, but because she gets to work with her hands to bless her family and glorify God. God bless you for your hard work. We so much take for granted, children, all of us, husbands, the hard work of mother, of our wives. We go to the drawer and we find clean socks. We go to the closet, we find neatly washed clothes. And that don't just happen. Thank you for your efforts and your hard work. A godly mother willingly does the work God has set before her. Point number 6. A godly mother keeps a pure heart. Oh, the importance of a pure heart with all of us. We're thinking more specifically this morning of our mothers. 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no man despise thy motherhood, but be thou an example of the believer in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. The positive impact that it has on raising children in godly homes when a mother keeps her heart pure, again, comes beyond definition. To keep a pure heart, a God-fearing mother is mindful of everything that influences her thoughts, her actions, and her emotions. Walk close with God. Keep a mind that is pure. My heart goes out to the many people, the many children in the world whose mothers are not pure, don't have integrity. And we are blessed to have godly, pure-hearted mothers. God bless you and keep you pure. When the Holy Spirit convicts her of sin, thought, material possessions, or habit that is causing her to compromise her beliefs and values, she surrenders them to God without delay. God bless you, mothers. Keep your hearts pure. That you can teach your daughters, your sons, and help us all to live pure lives before God. Point number 7. A godly mother is content with what she has and who she is. A godly mother is content with what she has and who she is. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 6, but godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world and is certain we can carry nothing out. We all need to be content with who we are in God, in Christ. She focuses her efforts on pursuing holiness in her thoughts and words, drawing wisdom and guidance from God, from the Bible. A Christian mother will partner with God and her husband to build a solid foundation for their home. She avoids a greedy and covetous spirit, knowing well that it will erode her desire for godliness. Contentment, so vital for all of us, but so important for godly mothers. Point number 8, a godly mother builds up her house. She builds up her house. Proverbs 14 and verse 1, every wise woman, mother, buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. A godly mother builds up her house, drawing wisdom and guidance from the Bible. A Christian mother will partner with God and her husband to build a solid foundation for their home, one where God is present and Christ is the foundation. Leading the family in spiritual conversations, engaging in it along with her husband who gives direction. They engage their children in discussions about challenges and world events in light of Scripture. We need to daily ask the Holy Spirit to guide us and give us wisdom in building our house. We need to build on the foundation of Jesus Christ, that our house will stand the storms of life. Number 9, a godly mother is a wise steward of her home, time, and resources. A godly mother is a wise steward of her home, time, and resources. Proverbs 31:27, she maketh herself covering of tapestry. Her clothing is purple and silver. A good steward of what God has entrusted her with, material possessions, and a family of children. Oh, our accountability to God for the precious children that he gives to us. She takes responsibility for her resources and has a plan for the proper management of her home and time. There's a lot of couch potato moms in the world today. We used to hear about that in years gone by, who sit and watch their TVs and are distracted by the things of the world. A godly mother is a wise steward of her home, her time, and her resources. Use your time wisely for the glory of God and the spiritual blessing and development of your children. Point number 10, a godly mother is a disciple maker. A disciple maker. Matthew 28, verse 19 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. I put it in there, go ye therefore and teach your children. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. She thinks of countless ways to help her children see, experience, and know the joy of spreading the good news of salvation as they experience it in their own life, and she in hers. May we be a shining testimony and light in our communities, as we live in our Christian homes under the godly blessing and influence of godly mothers. Point 11, a godly mother cheerfully serves her family as unto God. Colossians 3, verse 23, a godly mother cheerfully serves her family as unto God. Colossians 3, 23, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto man. We labor as unto God. We don't labor to impress men and women, our neighbors, or whoever it might be in our efforts. But it is the work of God, sisters, mothers. Philippians 2, verse 14, do all things without complaining, murmurings, or disputings. Mothers, you're a home missionary. You're a home missionary. The godly mom recognizes she has been appointed by Christ to serve him as a missionary in her own home. Thank you for filling that role faithfully. Remember, an ounce of mother is worth a pound of preacher. Be a faithful missionary in your home. I don't mean to belittle the preacher. The preacher's role is very important, and we could preach to him someday about his responsibility. And all of our responsibility as fathers. But I believe the person who penned that saying realizes, had a grasp on how important godly motherhood is. Number 12. A godly mother lives with unswerving integrity. A godly mother lives with unswerving integrity. We touched on this lightly just a bit ago. Purity. Psalm 24, verses 3 to 5. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. A God-fearing mom lives with integrity. Her identity is secure in Christ. He empowers her to trust securely in his promises while she raises her children in an ungodly world. There's a pressure out there in the world that we need to deter and stay away from. May you find your fulfillment and your security in the purity of life and an unswerving integrity, and teach it your daughters and your children. Number 13, a godly mother prays for her children. The importance of prayers in behalf of our children. That's important for fathers and mothers. Many of these could be applied to fathers as well. Today we focus on motherhood and their qualities. Colossians 4, verse 2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. A praying mother intercedes for her children daily, and those prayers continue to follow you into teenage years and adult living. Oh, the blessing of praying mothers. Her prayers protect her children from being deceived by the world. She prays for their salvation and asks God to give them teachable hearts that they may be ready to receive and accept the blessings of engaging and trusting in God's word personally as they grow older. You heard of Suzanne Wesley, the mother of the Wesley children, thinking about prayer, reading some statistics and thoughts about her as I was preparing. It is said that she spent 2 hours a day in Bible study and prayer, often in behalf of her children. That's a pretty high bar, isn't it? I'm not saying you need to spend 2 hours, but we need to stay close to God. And God bless you for your prayers, for your family, and for your children. It is also said of her, when she was asked what she attributed to success of raising her family and children for the Lord, it was that she got a hold of her children's hearts when they were young and never left go. So capture your children's hearts when they're little and never let go. Pray for your children. Number 14, a godly mother trains her children in the way they should go. Very simple principle. A godly mother trains her children in the way they should go. Proverbs 22, verse 6, that very familiar verse, train up a child in the way they shall go. When they are old, they will not depart from it. A little bit of my own interpretation in there. When they are old, they will not depart from it. A God-fearing mother helps her children to discover God's plan and will for their lives and a path for their lives. She helps them discover their God-given gifts and talents and how they may best use them for God's glory and for their spiritual good. A godly mother trains her children in the way they should go. And also that is done by example, obviously. Point number 15. A godly mother practices patience and kindness. God bless you mothers with patience and kindness. A godly mother practices patience and kindness. God in his wisdom has our mothers filling the role of spending a lot of time with our children, probably knowing that we men aren't as patient as what they tend to be, maybe. We need to be patient in guiding our children's lives. A godly mother practices patience and kindness. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, charity or love suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not, vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. May love dominate your life, and God give you patience and kindness. May it flow from your heart and from your godly life. Point number 16. A godly mother lives with Christ-like selflessness. A godly mother lives with Christ-like selflessness. Romans 12 and verse 10, be ye kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. A challenge for us all. But God bless you, mothers, as you follow Christ's example. He came not to serve himself. Motherhood is a life of servanthood. It's God's plan, and there's joy in service. There's joy in being in God's will. And the rewards of faithful motherhood, servanthood, as your children grow up and call you blessed, as Proverbs says. There's such a fulfillment in that. A God-fearing mother finds joy in serving and loving others as Jesus did. She volunteers her time for a good cause and makes herself available and fills that role joyfully. Point number 17, a godly mother partners with God in raising and training her children. Thankfully, this morning, mothers, you don't need to do this on your own. By your own wisdom, by your own figuring things out. But God wants to partner with you. He wants to partner with you in raising and training your children. Psalm 127, verse 3, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Your children are God's. You're given a stewardship responsibility to guide their lives. Your children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. May we guide them and direct them into the ways of God. May God help you in your home, in your family, with his guidance as you prayerfully assume the responsibility of loving, cherishing, and teaching them. And point 18, a godly mother seeks godly counsel. Godly mother seeks godly counsel. Proverbs 19, 20, and 21. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter day, latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. You need the counsel of God. You need the counsel of wise otherwise sisters and mothers and husbands and preachers and teachers. A godly mother seeks godly counsel. The greatest biblical role of a mother is that of disciple making. Keep that in mind. That's the great, you're forever goal in your home is disciple making. A Christian mother is God's chosen home missionary to her children. She is her children's first window into the life and character of Christ. Even in the mundane moments, a godly mother who is raising her children for Christ is planting seeds of gospel truth in their hearts. Then the Holy Spirit can pick that work up alongside of her energy and input, and transform her children's hearts and prepare them for their future life. I mentioned Susanna Wesley. Reports are that she had 19 children, 9 of which died at birth or in infancy. The other 10 children she raised mostly alone, as her and her husband were separated for quite a long time. She is the mother of John and Charles Wesley, who in, I believe, the 1700s were renowned evangelists here in America and in England, and were very effective. But as a mother, I already mentioned her time with God in prayer and Bible study. I saw someone who gave the 5 main rules she had for raising her children. 1, subdue self-will in a child and work together with God to save that child's soul. Then she says, that is a sweet way of saying, when they are full of rebellion, get it out. Number two, teach a child to pray as soon as they can speak. Number three, require them to be still during family worship. Four, give them nothing they cry for. And number five, teach children to fear the Lord. If you want a spirit of motherhood to come on you, mothers, we trust it already has, pray this prayer. Lord, I want to please you. I want to cut a road that my children can travel on that will take them all the way to heaven. Use me. I receive the spirit of motherhood. Help me to be involved in my children's lives. Make me sensitive about my children's needs. Make me attentive and please help me when I am weak and struggling. Help me to be a wise guardian and protector over my household. Help me to raise up champions for you, Lord. Let me pave the way for greatness in their lives. Amen. Be a praying mother, a praying grandmother. God bless you, mothers, grandmothers, here this morning, and all mothers and grandmothers. Be the godly mother God intends you to be, and God bless you for your influence on all of our lives. Shall we kneel for prayer?